Okay, we are on all the way in the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Gemara had asked the question, what happens to the case who says, the person who says, you know, suppose the guy says, I'm not taking less than four. And the guy says, I'm not paying more than two, right? And they end up at three. So the Mishnah said, okay, so that's fine. That's not a nether, even though you use a language of nether, because we know they're just bargaining. But what happens, the Gemara says, if a guy says, I'm not taking less than five, the guy says, we're not giving more than one, right? It's a much further apart. So Gemara says, well, we can answer that question also, right? Because we talked about the case of the person who was, let's just read it in there. So I actually wrote a few lines up. Amale Tanina, Hayim Misarif. The last one is Misarif. It's like six lines in the bottom. Hayim Misarif, Chaver, Shiyocha, Letzlo. The person doesn't, you know, guy was invited to eat by somebody else, and he doesn't want, the other person doesn't want to come. So, Amalo, Konam Beischa, Shani Nichnas, Tipas Sona, and Shani Toim. He basically takes a neder that he's not going to enter the threshold of the person's house. He's not going to drink one drop of water from his home. So in that case, the Mishnah said, "Mutter likane sebeso v'yishtos mayim himenitzon." He can actually enter the house, and he can drink water. Why? Right, because he just meant to say, "I'm not coming to eat." He didn't mean to say, "Really, I'm not." He just tried to say, "No thanks, I'm not going to come for the meal." V'amai v'atipat sonen ka'amar. Right, but what do you mean? But he says the words, "I'm not going to drink a drop of water from your house." From, you know. He was very explicit. So, Ella Mishtai Idish Vahachi, Hachanam Mishtai Idish Hachi. So, rather, the shot there is because that's the way people talk. And so we understand what he meant, right? What he really meant was, I'm not, you know, I really appreciate it, but I'm not coming. And so too here, when the guy says, I'm not, you know, I take a konam that I'm not going to come, you know, go down less than five, konam that I'm not coming yet more than one. Again, still the same thing. It's how people talk. It doesn't mean that I was really taking a nether. Okay. So Amalei, they respond to him. Me dummy, how those two cases are not the same. The case of I'm not going to drink water from your house, and the case of I'm not going to, sell the item or whatever for less than five shekel. Those are not the same. Gabayt sonein tzadikim omri me'atva osin harbe. When it comes to the drinking water, tzadikim, what's their the way of tzadikim is they say a little and they do a lot. I'll explain what this means in a second. Hacha, but here. In our case, sveko. I don't know. I'm not sure what they mean. Dilma pachos misela v'yoser ad al shekel ka'amar v'zeruzinave. Oh, dilma dafka ka'amar v'nitrahave. But I don't know. When it comes to the case of the five shekel versus one shekel, I don't know. Maybe the guy. I'm not sure. You're right. Maybe that's just the way they talk, and they're trying to get each other to shift on their bargain, or maybe they really mean it, right? So what does it mean when we say when it comes to the drinking, tzadikim omrim, ma'at v'osin harbe. So the example that we know is when Avram Avinu invites the malachim to come into his house, right? So what does he say? He says, "I'll give you." The language he uses is ma'at lachem or something. I'll give you a little something, and then what he gives them each like their own tongue, and they're each. They're, you know, he gives them a ton of food in the end, right? So tzadikim, they'll say, "I'll give you a little," but they really mean to give you a lot, right? So since I know that, so what's going to happen? Take a look in the Ran. Mi dame. Took a look at how the Ran says it. Hilkach, the third line there. Hilkach mistifi hai the imodale betipa sonin, right? Because if he says, "Okay, I'll have a little bit." And then what's going to happen? Shaloya achilenu harbe. Right? He's nervous that the guy's going to feed him a lot. Because if a nice person says, "I'll give you, I'll just give you a small amount, right? I'll just give you a little bit, right?" So what is he? He's going to, if you say yes, so that's it. Now I'm in for the whole big meal. You're going to give me seven courses, and I don't want that, right? So I say, I'm not going to have a little because that means I don't want to have anything. That's all, right? Mishimachi amar tipa sonen. Right? That's what he says. I'm not even going to have a tiny bit. Right, v'lav dafka doesn't mean I'm not gonna have a tiny bit. It means I'm not coming for the meal. Right, aval avahacha deleik al meimrach. But in this case, like that, there's no like concern in that way here. Right, dilma dafka amar v'lo lazaris. But here there is an argument to be made that he actually meant it literally. So fine. So answer the Gemara, Tibai. We've seen this before. Right? Language of Tibai is similar to the Gemara's answer, like, you know, it's a good question. It's the Gemara, you know, it probably means more like Teiko than Kasha. Kasha, we've said before, Kasha is like, good question, but it doesn't bother us. Tibai is more like it kind of does bother us. In fact, like the Ran, right in the next line, the Ran says, V'lo ifshit bayon v'naktinan l'chumra. Right, we don't have an answer. The Gemara doesn't answer the question, and therefore, since we don't have an answer, we have to be machmer. Right, so clearly the Gemara's lack of an answer here is, you know, bothersome to the Gemara, and it's not like, yeah, okay, fine, you're right. I don't know, we don't have to say. And therefore, we have to be, they kind of rejected that argument of the Tipas Sonin Mishnah. That's not going to be a good answer. And so we're left with a lack of clarity.
So if you stopped here, then the Gemara is saying that the guys who say, I'm not going below five, I'm not going above one, that those are... They've made Nadarim that have to
it's a suffix at least. Yeah.
Yeah, if you stop here,
yeah, yeah, correct. And we have to treat it like a nether.
Right. And so the fact that they agreed on a price would mean that they both violated the Nadarim.
Right. They have to do something, right? They have to be Matur Nadar or something like that. Exactly. Absolutely. Correct. Get it, because it's different than the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was a 4-2, and they end up with 3. It's very obvious what they were doing. Here it's less obvious, right. So that's where not as clear. Yes. Okay, next continues the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Amar Vasi. Arba Nedarim Halalu, Tzrichin She'ilu Lachach. So Yehuda says, in the name of Ravasi, that when the Mishnah says these four cases, right, and what did we say? Arba Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim, right? So these were four cases that the Chachamim said were Mutter. So now Yehuda Amarvasi says, well, really, these four cases need She'ilas Chacham. You need the Chacham to be Matar Neder. So Gemara says, so Kimrisa Kami de Shmuel. So when they said this idea from Rav Amar Rav Asi, from Shmuel, Amar Tana Tani Arba Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim Va'at Arba Tzrichin She'el Chacham. What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. That's the opposite of what the Gemara of the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said Hitiru Chachamim, meaning nothing else has to happen. That's the whole point. And the whole point is that there's nothing to do, right? Look at the Ran. Tana Tani Hitiru Demashma Shehein Mutarim Balo She'elah. Right, so what are you talking about? That can't be the case. That can't be what he means. So fine. So we have to explain what this means. So Rav Yosef Masnila Lahaishmaitza Bahailishna. So Rav Yosef changes this conversation. He says, that's not what it means. That's not what they said. Really, I'll tell you what the language was. Rehuda Marasi, Ein Chacham Rashai Lahatir, Ella Kein Arba Nidarim Halalu. Kasavar Ein Poschin Bicharat. So now, Rav Yehuda Marasi is saying something different. He's saying, if a Chacham wants to be Matur Neder, so which Neder? Presumably, other Nedarim, right? Not these four. These four are, we'll see if everyone agrees with this, but right, presumably it means that these four are for sure Mutter. You don't need a Tarsh Nedarim from a Chacham. But if I'm going to now be Matur any other Neder, what do I need to do? They need to conform to these four. There has to be something about a new nether that comes up that has to be similar to these four, which we were already told that are mutter. Okay, so what does that mean? Look at the Ran. Ela ke'ein arba nedarim halalu. Kolomar, she'ein lo lahatir becharata, ela bepesach shehanegder kishuhu nitar bepesach mochiach mitocho shu neder tos. V'have ke'ein arba nedarim. Okay, meaning... What is the quality of these four nedarim that allows me to say, or that allowed Chazal to say these four are nothing to talk about, right? So, for example, the net we've only really talked about the first one, right, which is Nidre Zeruzin, right? Why can I say from the get go, right, that Nidre Zeruzin are mutter? What's the reason I can say that? What's been the argument the whole time?
You don't really mean what you're saying.
Right, it's sort of like we say the Gemara is like a muchach mitocho. It's like obvious from the conversation that he doesn't mean it. Right, I can already, if you'd ask me, like, no, that doesn't really sound like a neder. That sounds like he's posturing. Right, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't sound like the way a person takes a neder. Right, so that's like one example. Right, there's something about it that makes it obvious that it's not really real. It's not a real neder. So the argument here is that what Yehuda Ramasi is saying is that, so if you see that in these four Nadarim, there's something about them, namely that they're it's sort of obvious that they're not really a Nedar. The person doesn't really mean it, right? They're not really intending it. When they say those words, they don't really intend what their words say. So same thing, if I want to be Matar Nedar for someone, which could be in all kinds of cases, what do I have to see? There has to be an opening, right, to say, maybe that person, when they said that, they didn't really mean that. There's some reason that when they said what they said, they didn't really mean what they said, right? And there's got to be some opening there to talk about it, right? But the point being, there needs to be already that type of opening, right? But look at the end of the round. Aval becharata lo, okay? But it's not enough that the person just, what's charata? Regret. It's not enough they just regret it. The person comes and says, shoot, that was a really bad idea. Why? Because I don't know, now I'm stuck, right? Okay, so you feel bad that you did it, like, sorry. That's not enough. It's not that you feel bad that you took a nether. That's not, but there has to be something else. There has to be some opening within the actual moment that the nether was taken to say, well, maybe the whole thing wasn't even really a nether in the first place, right? That's what is really going to matter, right? But just keep continuing the round. And this is going to be important for our entire conversation about Hataras and Dharma in general. V'hainu taima de'adiv pesach mecharata. And that's why a pesach, an opening, is more important or stronger than regret. Why? L'fisha kol neder shehu nitar be'pesach harei hanoder omer shafilu bitchila. Right? Because any time I take a neder, right, that I'm going to be matir with a pesach, with an opening, what does that mean? It means that the noder, the person who took the neder, he says shafilu bitchila kishenadar. When he originally took the neder, he can say ilu haya nosein aliba oso pesach lo haya noder. Right? If I would have had in mind this thing that at that moment when I took the neder originally, I never would have taken it. Right? Venimsa nidro betos. It means that his neder was actually a mistake. Okay, so the way that Hataras HaDharma is going to work, right? At least at this juncture, what's being argued is that it works because I have an opening to say that at the moment when I took the neder, if I would have had in mind or knew something, you know, something about my situation, I never would have done it in the first place, right? And that means, oh, so I can explain that in that moment, you didn't really mean it when you said it, right? Aval neder shu nitar becharata, but a neder to be matir because I regret it, Eina motze im atzmo shum inyan shilo haya nosno alibo mitchila shlo haya noder. Right? It's not that a person says like, oh, if I would have known something about it, I never would have done it initially. Elashu omer achshav. He just says now mitoch hakas omer mihirus nadar. He just says now like, look, I was angry, or I did it fast, and I wasn't like, you know, I didn't take my time, right? So now I just feel, I'm just annoyed. I feel bad that I did it. So we have to understand what the difference is, because those two aren't necessarily so different, right? Which what Iran's trying to create, the construct is like this sense that if there's something flawed about the original neder, if you can find some flaw in the moment of the neder, then I can understand, then I get it. But if it's something I just regret later, then that's much more difficult, at least. We didn't say, this doesn't mean charata could never work, right, necessarily, but charata is much more difficult. But what's interesting is when he talks about what the example of charata is, that I was rushed when I did it. So that sounds like, that does a little bit sound like where I was when I did it, right? So you have to, or I did it because I was angry. I maybe argue that was a Pesach. So clearly it's not. So let's see how we get there exactly. But that's like the framework, right, that the Ran is throwing out there. Why? And that's why, you know, a Pesach is better, stronger than Charata. Okay? So
and he does that by making comparison to the four cases in the Nadarim in our Mishnah, because that's more similar to
Pesach
and not
exactly. The four cases of our Mishnah are like something about the original case, like that looks funny, right? But now, actually, look, but that's why. So the point is that's what Rav Asi is now saying. Chacham going to be matir neder. It's ke'en arba nedarim. Why? Kasavar ein poschim becharata. Okay, we just had two different words, pesach and charata. Now we're putting them together. So take a look at this, the mefarish actually on the other side of the page. Kasavar ein poschim becharata. So he says she'im chacham rashad liftoach velomar lo Nadarta adaita dahachi kiramin lakaman, right? That achacham is not allowed, right, to open up and say to the noder, to the person who takes the neder, like, did you have that in mind? Ela hanoder hu yischare techila, right? The noder has to come first and say, I feel bad. V'yiftach, and open. V'yomer lo, lo ladas ke nadai. I didn't do it with this intention. V'hu poseach techila b'charata. Meaning like the, aim posim b'charata seems to mean that the chacham isn't the one who's going to like open things up in this conversation, but the noder has to come and say like, okay, here's the deal. Like, I didn't realize, or I wasn't thinking, or whatever it is, that he has to say that first, he or she has to do that first, right? But because the chacham can only be, again, according to Rehuda Marasi, the chacham can only be matcha these four type of cases that are similar to these four, that they're something fundamental about the initial case, okay? Right, and this is going to need more explanation. And the truth is, the Gemara is not giving a number of examples. So the Gemara says as follows: Ahuda asla kamed Rav Huna. Person came to Rav Huna. He takes the nether once in the hatars and darim. Amalei libcha alecha. He says, was your heart in it? Okay, look at the Ran. Kloma hay libcha miyushav alecha b'shash nadarta. Was your basically your mind? Did you have yushav adas? Were you thought being thoughtful and careful? You know, at the moment that you took the nether, v'gam achshav encha toa benidrucha al hayom, and you also don't feel bad about it today. Ela shem yom zeh ve'elach atarot zeh la'akro. But now, like all of a sudden, now you, I mean, you know what you were thinking, and you agree with the thing you were thinking then. But just now, you want to change it, right? V'have ki ha'gavna lo charata mikarya de charata mikar beinan. Right, that's not called charata. Meaning, that's not real charata. I feel bad now, right? Or do we say no? Or would you tell me, no, you weren't really thinking about it then. You were not careful. And really you were angry, and now you are regretting, right, like you, on what you did initially. Okay? So again, it's still a little bit of a blurry line here. How exactly we distinguish between how I feel now going forward, or, you know, but it sounds like there's something about the original case, that original time that bothers you about it, or no, like, you would be moda, what you did then, you really agreed with, and you still agree with it now, and you knew what you're talking about, but now you just feel bad that you did it. So libchalecha, I mean, you know, did you, where was your head then? So was your head with you? Amalei lo. Let's go back to the Gemara. He says, no, I didn't. When I made it, the nether then, I didn't have yishuv das. Visharye, so he was matan the nether. Right, because the fact that he said, I didn't, then, at that time, I wasn't thinking straight.
That's charata, right? So against Rav Asi, he does, right?
It's charata, and that's why it's a little funny, because the language is a little bit mixing here, but like it sounds like, certainly, it's according to the Ran, at least, we're dealing with your initial state, right? That your initial state, we're trying to prove on Rav Huda and Rav Asi, which was our four cases, our all cases, where the nether itself is like kind of fuzzy. The nether itself is weak. There's something about the situation then that makes me question it, right? So you say libcha alecha? No, I wasn't. I really wasn't thinking straight. Oh, okay. So then that neder is like those four nedarim. When you said what you said, you didn't really mean it. You were saying it, but there was something else going on that caused you to say that, right?
He seems to say here that, you know, did you regret making the neder
then,
or do you regret now that you still have to live with the neder?
Exactly.
Like, what's the, you know?
Exactly.
And he sets it up as a machlokas between that Rav Huna is actually saying that you can do it out of charata as opposed to Rav Asi, you said you couldn't.
Yes, that is true because he's in Kasavar imposed that this is like the shita of Rav Asi, right? Imposed in bicharata. I can't just say I feel bad now, right? It's not saying everyone agrees with that, but at least his shita, you can't say it. You just say I feel bad. Right, he's saying that this Mishnah, the Mishnah we're dealing with, is like the gold standard, or is the like how Hatar Sadarim is going to work, because every Hatar Sadarim has to work according to this, with, you know, a case where the nether was made with like a lack of yishuv adas. I didn't know what I was doing when I did it. I wasn't thinking straight. You know, there's something I can say now that then it was a problem.
But you're saying the Rav Asi.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Correct.
And then the Gemara brings this Rav Huna Paskinin case to write that. In opposite to that, Rav Huna holds otherwise and says that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
That's what he
says. That's what the note says.
That's why. That's what I'm. That's what he's suggesting here.
Oh yeah. Interesting.
Note 8 says, some texts, in fact, preface this incident with the statement, Rav Huna, Savar, Postum, Becharata.
Ah, interesting. That's interesting.
Right, and like it says here,
Kolomar, right, even the Mefarish says, Amalei Lo. Look at the Mefarish, it's totally correct. Look at the Amalei Lo, right, he responds, no. Kolomar, says Mefarish, Mischaredani. Mm-hmm. I have charata. And then he writes, Amal Kasavar, Poschem Becharata. So you see that you can start with. So it's interesting. It's just interesting.
That's Rav Huna.
Yeah, that's right. Rav Huna. I'm just saying that even the Ran, we have to see more of the Ran there. But like, it's not as obvious to me that the Ran is reading this as like a machlokas, as opposed to the fact that this is like continuing to further the idea that it's a question of, is there a problem initially, or is there a charata, you know, mikan lahaba? The Ran seems to be reading it more that way. But I hear it. And clearly, the Mefarish thinks that, you know, that this is a machlokas. Maybe I'll take a look later to see if you can see if anyone disagrees and thinks that this is just a proof for the case.
Whatever. I mean, there's a lot here, but it seems to be suggesting that he's focusing on the level of regret, and quotes Duran say only that level of regret is a basis for knowing an editor, according to Ralph Huna, who quotes Duran for that proposition.
Interesting. Okay. All right, I'll have to take a look. Okay, fine. So it sounds like a fair argument to make. Certainly, the Mefarish says it explicitly, that Rav Huna is disagreeing, right? That you could even be poseach becharata, and that's what he says to, you know, alibcha lecha, you know, were you in a good state of mind then? And he answers, no, I wasn't. Oh, so you feel bad about what you did? Yeah, okay. Next case, Hahuda asa lekayim de Rav Bar Rav Huna. Someone came to Rav Bar Rav Huna. Amalei ilu hayu asara bnei adam shiyafaisucha ba'oz hasha min adatev. He would have had 10 people who were like, no, don't do it, don't do it. You shouldn't do this, right? People who would have gotten in your face and told you not to do it. Would you have done it? I'm alone. Like, I wouldn't have done it. Vitiro. So he let it. So he was matir. So again, you know. So he said no. Kasavar ain't post in bicharata. Right. So this case, he wants to argue is not post in bicharata. He's saying if you then would have known that, would you have done it? No, I wouldn't have. Oh, see, there's something fundamental about the case, right? It's in something about it initially that initially happened. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Huda Omer. Omer Malola Adam Leiv Ze Alecha. And so Huda says, you say to a person, you know, same idea. Was your heart, in the right mind? Im Amar Lav Matir No So. If he says no, then we matir him. Mishum Rabbi Yosi Omer Mishum Aviv Omer Malola Adam Ilu Hayu Asar Bnei Adam Shiyafaisucha Baus Hasha Mina Darta Im Amar Lav Matir No So. And Mishum Rabbi Yosi says, we asked him this question about the 10 people. Sounds like these two cases, right, are sort of like maybe these two questions, right? It, you know, Libcha Alecha is more like the Charata case, and having 10 people there is more the fundamental, I never would have made it, which I think we need a little more like splicing these differences to understand a little bit better. But for time, let's just finish the daf. Hahuda asa kamen de Rabbi Yossi. Someone came to Rabbi Yossi. Amalei kado tehis. Right. Same. Basically the same question. Right. Kolomar atam ischarit charata mi demi kara mi loshon toha. Like Torah Rishonim, the Ran says. So do you regret initially what you initially did? Amalei lo. Sorry. Must mean that. Sorry.
Amalei
velo, right. Amalei velo, but to me, I mean, of course I do. That's why I'm here, right? Like amalei lo, yeah. Of course I do. Vishaya. So again, he was mad there. Who does the kamdra velazer? Amalei ba'isa nadur. Amalei. So he says same thing. Rotsa ata ad achsha bin midrecha elash mikanda ilach ata mescharit. This is the Ran. Again, did you want it until now, but now you feel bad? Vimkein ain lecha heter. So then I can't help you, right? So Amalei, ilu lo miragzin li lo ba'in and klom. If they wouldn't have made me angry, I wouldn't have done anything, right? So Amalei, tehei kibayis. Okay, so then again, we'll let it go because again, you only did it because you were angry then, right? So we're gonna be matir. Okay, and last case, he itza a certain woman, the adrasa la barasa. She took a netter about her daughter, right? Not to help her daughter. So asa the kamei, the Rabbi Yochanan, the king of Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei, he said to her, Ilu have a yadis da amin migiras seich Allah. If you know that your neighbors would say about you, the brasach ilu lo hamas ba ima milinda ziva bichdi lo adrasa mi adrasa. And if you wouldn't know the people would say about you, basically that like you took a net of that not to help your daughter, they're saying bad things about you, that you did that, would you have done so? So Amar Lei, lo, no, I never would have done that if I knew people would say all kinds of things about me. Visharya, so he was mati here. So we'll have to see as we move along how to, like, can I parse this out? But certainly these are the beginning of this conversation of how to be mati netter. Okay, I should go.